Know this, your bar you set for yourself as a mom, a leader in your household, and beyond can be higher one day and lower the next. And that is how we achieve more in life. This is true if you're a dad, a player, a coach. This is a message for everybody. Hi, my name is Pearl Nirenberg, and I will be your host today as we interview Sarah Rose and we dive in deep to what it means to rejuvenate. We are setting the bar too high some days. The problem is we think we need to do this every day. We need to get everything done perfectly all the time. Well, guess what? That is what burns us out. We need to be setting up some way to integrate our own periods of performance and rest with those of our high-paced family members. This is a team effort. If you are not setting aside time for rest, vacation, all of the periods of low along with the periods of high, we risk burnout. And this is what we're showing to our family members, by the way. If you are the one setting the example, if you're the leader in your family, if you do not show up rested and rejuvenated, they're not going to learn that great habit. So as a mom, we should be showing the example to our children. I recently read an amazing book I highly recommend. It's called The One Thing by Gary Keller. I believe all athletes should read this book. It's a game changer mentally. Gary says, extraordinarily successful people launch their year by taking time out to plan their time off. Why? They know they'll need it, and they know they'll be able to afford it. In truth, the most successful simply see themselves as working between vacations. On the other hand, the least successful don't reserve time off because they don't think they'll deserve it or be able to afford it. By planning your time off in advance, you are, in effect, managing your work time around your downtime instead of the other way around. You're also letting everyone else know well in advance when you'll be out so they can plan accordingly. When you intend to be successful, you start by protecting time to recharge and reward yourself. Truly inspiring words for anyone that's in a period of hustle, which is exactly why here at Eat This for Performance, we have developed a program to offer our hockey community over the holidays. It is called Rejuvenate. Hockey players who want to achieve peak seasons need to be recharging when there is downtime. And this doesn't mean sitting around doing nothing. We give hockey players in this program 2 weeks of fun-filled support to rest the right way and launch back into their hockey season. Interested? Go to et4p.com/rejuvenate to apply. On today's podcast, I interview Sarah Rose, a mindset expert, yoga teacher. We've had her on the podcast previously, and she works with us on our super packs, which brings you visualization, meditations, and beyond. And so when we are going to launch into the next super pack, the Rejuvenation Super Pack, you're already going to have an idea of what you can be doing. Sarah gives you some of the strategies to avoid burnout and even a strategy to get yourself out of that place.
So when we don't listen to ourselves, we become strangers to ourselves. I think that's why so many people look in the mirror and they experience a lot of heaviness about what they see, or life feels like it's happening to you, instead of really experiencing life from the inside out. And that capacity of the inner and outer to co-create together, this capacity we have to tell a better story about what's happening to us and how we're experiencing the flow of life.
Welcome to the Super Sports Mom Podcast, a place for all moms of many and mighty athletes to get support and insights into the world of sports. This is your place to learn, grow, and laugh. I am a sports dietitian, former elite athlete, and newbie sports mom, inviting you to adventure together. This podcast is sponsored by Eat This for Performance, the home of champions. Hi, Sarah, and welcome back into the Super Sports Mom podcast recording studio. You were very inspirational to everyone last time, telling about your story and yourself. And
I know we just scratched the surface on what you have to share. And this topic that we're exploring today, rejuvenation and how to bring that in a powerful way, both to our moms, to our athletes who are pushing so hard all throughout their season and getting to points of probably overload and maybe not even realizing they're there. I wondered if you could share some of what you've experienced in this capacity and some words of wisdom that you have for our moms and our athletic families.
Well, first of all, I'd love to thank you personally and everyone in your community for engaging with this work. I think it's very important work in opening ourselves up to a higher level of conscious living and performance. So for me, rejuvenation is such an important facet of our human development. It's really that organic space of integration and carving out time to make space for rest and reset amongst our tendencies to overload, yes, and overextend and overexert ourselves is really important in sustaining a level of living that most deeply connects us to ourselves and to those around us.
Well, I know the connection piece is big here because we're a community and we're aiming to pull each other up, both with our stories of failure or even not even failure, but just challenge. And so if you're someone that's experiencing challenge right now, I think this message is definitely for you. And then if you're somebody who's feeling like you're headed in this way of overload or you're wanting to explore really becoming the best, most performing version of yourself, then this message is also for you. And so we've talked about this, you know, before the podcast a bit, but would you share that personal story, that time in your life that you were telling me about, that where you did feel like you took on a lot and it's what that like looked like? Because I know you bring a different perspective to our moms. It's really, I think, a unique perspective.
Definitely. So just over a year ago, I added a new dimension to my business and I opened my own yoga studio space and a space out of which I could do my coaching consulting work as well. And so that was a big leap and initiative to be taking. And going into that, there's a lot of excitement and just this desire to make a lot of things happen really quickly. And in doing so, I felt like I put a lot of pressure on myself to build my business and my body up at the same time. Taking on a lot and having the will to do so made it such that I took on many challenges, actual challenges, like 21-day meditation challenge, a yoga challenge for a month. And on top of that, this challenge called 21 Damn Early Days. Damn Early Days, and they were damn early. So the commitment was to start your day at 4:30 a.m. and to be utilizing those hours that you were then creating to use that as a microcosm of the life that you wanted to lead, so that, you know, everything was packed in there. If you wanted to be growing your capacity to write or to do yoga or business or whatever it was that different people, including myself, were committing to, we would have chunks of time dedicated to each thing. And I think something like that can work really, really well in getting people going. And there's so many stories of success in that and in bringing in that level of challenge. But that's where the idea of periodization, I think, is really important, something that we've talked about. And I know that you're going to jump into more detail about with your community, but timing of things is really critical. If you are already living at a high degree of challenge and you bring in another layer to that, when you're already stressed, when you're already feeling like you have a lot to juggle with, that's where you risk burnout. And it's something that sometimes we don't even know we're burnt out, or like our bodies are telling us and we bully ourselves into more, being like, why don't I have the energy to do like this yoga challenge that my coworkers or my friends are working or putting themselves through. So,
well, and sometimes the challenges, I can imagine my super moms, they're just like the challenges of daily life, like in terms of getting to every sporting arena event with multiple kids in multiple sports and cook and clean and schoolwork, and you feel responsible for that. And then your own personal work, it's probably feeling like built-in challenges, and they don't even realize it.
Absolutely. And that's where it's really important to kind of gauge, first of all, like, where am I beginning from? Like, where am I at? What are the different things I'm contending with right now? And does it make sense to, is it something that would create uplift and more energy in my life? Or is it something that will already overburden a taxed energy system? Because that we are energy systems, and we're influenced from the inner and the outer. And for me at that time in my life, not only was I taking on a lot, like with the work I was doing, it was also the same period of time it is right now. So transitioning into the colder fall months, late fall, and lower light conditions, colder temperatures, and that sort of thing, that were really creating a short circuit for me and my energy. And then instead of understanding with compassion that, of course, I had to allow my body a period and my mind a period to adapt before I introduced new stress into you or new challenge, because there is a period of discomfort whenever you take on something new before it creates like that feeling of like elation or excitement or whatever it is, those feel good hormones being released. It can take a little period of adaptation before we really get the full experience of that.
Okay, so you're working yourself hard and you come to this period of realization. Like, take me through, like, did you have this period of realization months later, or at some point in the challenges, you're like, this isn't working, and do you have the awareness that you need to rejuvenate? Does that come about?
Definitely. It really occurred to me, I think a few weeks into everything, where my level of emotional mastery that I feel I've brought a lot of consciousness to and focus and developing, my emotional agility was extremely impaired. And I'm someone who the work that I do with people and the work that I do with myself is a lot of creating that capacity to shift in and out of different feelings, because our feelings are really what create our actions in the world and then our results. So for me, I was losing that capacity to feel like I could bring myself back to a place of centeredness from which I could feel fresh. And I was really riding a bit of an emotional roller coaster at a time where the demands of my days were extremely high, and feeling like my best was falling short across everything, because what our best looks like throughout a day changes, and what our best looks like day to day changes, and we peg the bar really high when we base ourselves on past experiences or compare ourselves to other people. Mm. So meeting ourselves where we are is really the space of possibility of waking up our capabilities, where tomorrow can be different, or the next moment, part of the day, or encounter is going to be different than the other one before.
I love that you brought that up, because I see this happen quite a bit, even in my own special place for my hockey champions who do the performance eating program, where I see people comparing, even though we don't mean to, they compare each other to each other on what people are maybe posting on Facebook or seeing on Instagram. And it's really about where, like where you are at today, what you are capable of doing, and allowing yourself to like kind of, and even though we're in a bit of a performance at different times in our day, that there's a softening of the bar. I don't know how else to put it. There's these high bars we set, but we can actually not always have the same high bar every day. Maybe that's what you're getting at.
Absolutely. I think a nice analogy that people often reference when it comes to willpower is like a gas tank, and how we eat and also how the different quality of inputs that we have, like conversations or what we're feeding our mind with, all of these things matter in how we are then able to fill up that energy tank, and the how full the tank is varies. So your 100% could look like 10% of what it could be if it was full, you know? And that's why our best always changes, but we lose sight of the fact that we're doing our best. We lose sight of the fact that everyone around us, as difficult as it is to believe sometimes, is doing their best. And I think that's something really powerful. I can't recall exactly where I read it, but that was a challenge that this author had put to different readers. Like, what if you had it on the highest authority that everyone, that person who's making you feel uncomfortable or whatever it is, what if you had on the highest authority that they were doing their best?
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine like your children all believe that of you. Yeah. Wouldn't it be like we should have like a sign as moms on our foreheads to say, I'm doing my best. I am. Trust me, I am. And we know that. And so I'm really wanting to offer that feeling for you, like as people that are, and anyone who's not a mom listening, it's open. It's saying that you do have this space where, you know, you might be in a period of hustle and working hard and feeling like you're close to that, maybe even burnout place. So just know that like most of the people could be thinking right now in your life and knowing that you're doing your best. And then the first person I think that's most important is probably ourselves, when we say to ourselves that, because it's easy to say, you know what, my best is not good enough. And that's when we like start to go down that almost rabbit hole of like, we are never going to hit the bar, the high bar. And so I think this like rejuvenation thing is like my wish for people is that they can, you take a step back to hit your bar easily. And so my question for you, Sarah, because I'm bringing you into the office here to talk rejuvenation, is how do we rejuvenate? What is your, as like somebody who works in mind-body connection, like what do you bring to that rejuvenation for our moms and for our active families?
The place from which to begin is recognizing where you are, like taking a moment to really bring awareness, take a moment to examine where you are. What's the feeling tone? What are the top three emotions that you are experiencing on a day-to-day? I think that's a really interesting question, and one that can produce even interesting answers if you ask your children that. It can surprise you or your significant other. And then from there, what are the top three emotions that you want to feel? Because deciding how you want to feel is such an important facet of making sure that how you're creating your days and the kind of practices that you have to recenter and rejuvenate yourself are present, so that you're creating those emotions. And that kind of, just to ask yourself, do you have a practice in place that helps you connect more deeply with yourself? And what does that look like right now? And that can change. Sometimes connecting yourself more deeply is to yourself more deeply. What's required is just, you know, being the one to cook a meal. And that's your happy place and your place where you get to just be with all the flavors and the smells and the idea of of gathering around a table then to share in that. Or other times it's like a very vigorous exercise routine period. But we are like the seasons. And so knowing where you are is really important in order to consciously create the flow of your days, making space for what matters.
Yeah, I like that your focus is like where you are now, like what's going on. Really bring a consciousness, maybe even look at your schedule and like figuring out where everybody is physically and mentally, and then then checking in with yourself. I mean, I sometimes just like I'm in awe of moms of kids that are going all different directions at the end of their school days, and just the logistics of getting to those events and the responsibility of that, and getting them well fed, and like the sheer organization, and then holding space for like, okay, how do you really feel in those moments? And are you feeling calm and collected, or does it feel like chaos? And so this is like a hope. This is a part of the, okay, how can we move towards, well, I imagine I want to feel calm and collected, but.
Yeah, what are the emotions that make you feel recharged?
Mm-hmm.
It takes awareness. Like for a lot of people, you ask them, what makes you happy? I notice that sometimes with clients that I work with, and they'll tell you something. And you say, when's the last time you did that? And it's been a while, you know, or some people it's been like over a decade. And just to be aware that we often don't take the time, or we talk about, I don't have time, but it's like, it's making time. We are creators. We have this capacity within a minute to shift into that different emotion that we want to feel more of, just by revisiting a memory, just by holding ourselves differently in space, you know, with our posture, we can all of a sudden just breathe more deeply, or whatever it is that amplifies the ways that we want to feel, so that that's what we hold as space for others and for ourselves, deepening our relationship to ourselves.
So lead us through the next steps now. Like, what are, do you think are some, I guess, actions that we can take to come out of a stressful time period and give ourselves that space? Are there things that you did during your stressful time period that brought you to a place of rejuvenation? And how do we get out of the crazy period?
For me, it was owning the struggle. That was a really big difference maker. Recognizing it as really burnout, where my body's demands were overpowering my mind and I needed a lot of sleep, and being willing to communicate that to people who I knew cared for me deeply, and verbalizing it was kind of the first step in shifting gears out of that and saying, I need rest and support, and that's where I am, and I need to recalibrate before I can bring my full energy back into what I was creating before. Some things I have, in order to create momentum, I have to hold stillness for a moment, and that was recognizing where I was in that kind of season of my life, and that's what allowed me to soften the soils and plant new seeds and for things to really come through on the other side of that. So I think learning how not to like bottle things up is really important, especially when our emotions we're in a place where emotions overpower us a lot, whether that's outbursts or just sadness or depression. And a lot of us walk around holding up facades and don't have a lot of people that we can be authentic about where we are and just say who you know, needing other people just to see us as we are completely in our imperfection so perfectly.
I hear you on that. I've already had like three examples come into my mind. I think my husband does it better than me, taking space sometimes just to be do his own thing. I don't know what it is about. Maybe men have it easier. I don't know. That's just a story I tell myself. But I know that when I get in it with the kids, it can be like whole weekends don't feel restful sometimes because I feel like it's all kids, all them, and I'm giving and I'm giving and I'm giving and I never take a pause. Like even if it's just 20 minutes, say, hey, I'm gonna go sit in the room by myself for 20 minutes and just read a little bit, or you know, do something like a mind exercise. I've been doing these mind exercises lately that are more like a bit like visualization or stuff like that. And what I think about is what I could do to be more vocal, and not in a way that's like, you know, that forceful, but just reminding myself and then my family that, oh, there is a me here that needs to be taken care of, and get my sleep sometimes, sleep in a bit on the rare occasion, and also to have that like me time space. So I think you're on to something. I'm pretty sure like moms can end up being pretty terrible about that. Not that you're just being a good mom, I think, and you're serving like your family and you're doing a good job for your family. I think that that's really a good message for our moms to be like, okay, rejuvenation first, like ask, tell people.
So when we don't listen to ourselves, we become strangers to ourselves. I think that's why so many people look in the mirror and they experience a lot of heaviness about what they see, or they just like life feels like it's happening to you instead of really experiencing life from the inside out and that capacity of the inner and outer to co-create together, this capacity we have to tell a better story about what's happening to us and how we're experiencing the flow of life.
I love that, like, it's so poetic the way you talk, and I think it's these messages are important for anyone to hear. So any athlete like that's going through a period of intense play, like this is important to understand that there is a level where you can, and you know, with everything you have going on, maybe it's not just your sport, like there is a level that it becomes counterproductive. And I like that the first thing is just be aware, and then you're moving us through like, how do you want to be feeling, and then putting those practices in place. So we have the next super pack coming up where you're going to be giving
very
us
exciting.
Yeah. we had some really good feedback on the first super pack on these like mindset exercises that you were having us do. And do you have any wishes for our community who's going to be listening to the next super pack on rejuvenation? Do you have any wishes for how they would take in that information coming up for them?
My wish for your community would be to listen for what speaks through in this time. We're so caught up in the noise of our lives that we stop listening to what we really need. And I think rejuvenation is the space in which we tap into that, where that really comes through, and like being able to articulate that to ourselves and then to other people. Because sometimes we think we're saying to other people and expressing clearly what we need, or that we're honest with ourselves about that. But in fact, you know, for example, I just don't want to be stressed. Well, that's not clearly articulating what you need, because maybe, you know, it's that, you know, if I were to make you angry, that doesn't fix things. But maybe what you need is time to recalibrate, or just time for you to be alone with your thoughts. Even if that looks like a few deep breaths now and again, you know, just what do you need? What do I need right now? And the more we revisit that question through a period of rejuvenation, we set ourselves up to take better actions when we want to put on extra load, when we want to challenge and develop ourselves in other dimensions.
Yeah, I think the more we take that time to reset and get stronger in ourselves and better at communicating all those messages, the stronger we come back. And We see this in training. We see this in like every aspect of sport. So I think it stands to reason that we would bring it to the moms who are the ones kind of leading the athlete, the young athlete, through their first phases of being a high performer. So thank you so much for coming in again to share your words of wisdom. It was really a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you again.
All right, this is such an important message from Sarah. She teaches us to name that emotion. We are talking about understanding first where you are at so that you can go to where you want to be. We're talking about something like overwhelm to calmness, from sadness to elation. We want you to be looking at where you are and where you want to be. And right, if you're already where you want to be, congratulations, that is the place. Do you have something going on where you build in rejuvenation? We want to know. We want to support you. So reach out to us at Eat This for Performance and the Super Sports Mom podcast, and we will start a discussion on what you do your rejuvenation and keep yourself ahead of the game. All right. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Super Sports Mom podcast this time. My wish is that you feel more empowered than ever to live your dream sports life. If you get inspired from this message, amazing. Share it with a friend and pass that inspiration along. I can't wait to share the next adventure with you. See you next time.